Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From Allegheny County is Amy Downs, who probably knows as much about this process as anybody. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You're being very kind. I think that the elections officials have been doing this for 30 years now, much more than I do. I learn something new every day.
Well, and I appreciate that, but really it's important because this year, more than ever, because of the number of mail-in ballots and the way this thing has worked out, as you've seen not only here but around the country, there's been a lot of acrimony about the process. There's been some misprints. And so I wanted to see if you could just kind of give us an update of where we stand today. And the most important part for people is to make sure they feel confident that their votes will be counted.
Right. So as of, I don't have this morning's update yet, but as of yesterday, we had a little over 413,000 applications that had been approved. And yesterday morning, we had 307,000 of them that had been returned. Midday, that had increased to about 311,000. And end of the day yesterday was about 314,000. So you can see they're coming in very, very quickly. We're scanning them in as quickly as we can when they're returned to the warehouse. And there's a lot of them that we're having to hand process as well, because people didn't have a barcode on their envelopes. We're moving through those as quickly as possible. Have that number of ballots stored at the warehouse right now and just waiting for the process to begin Tuesday morning.
And I think most people, I think there was only 4% are undecided in this election. So it's pretty amazing that the camps are pretty solid at this point. But there are a few people who may want to change their vote for one reason or another. Is that possible if somebody drops their ballot in the mail, sends it in, and then goes, oops, I had a change of heart? Are they able to do that?
They are not. Once your ballot, just like when you walk out of the polling place, you can't walk back in and ask to vote again. Once you submit your mail-in ballot, you can't ask to vote again. So a person who has already mailed in their ballot, that is their vote. If they were to go to the polling place, we obviously wouldn't turn them away. They could vote a provisional ballot. But during the return board process, our process would show that you've already voted by mail-in ballot and your provisional would be set aside.
That said, Amy, I wanted to know if in terms of, like, Bob Casey, our United States Senator, said that if you hadn't, and this was, Wednesday we had him on, said if you hadn't mailed your mail-in ballot, he was recommending you take it in person at this point.
Yeah, we really encourage as many people as possible to make sure that it's here before Election Day. And in many cases, relying on the U.S. mail at that point may not guarantee that. So we have the county office building, which is in downtown Pittsburgh. It's on 542 Forbes Avenue. It's actually open for ballot return from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day until Election Day. And then on Election Day, it'll actually open an hour earlier at 7 a.m. for people to just pull up outside the building, walk their ballots inside and return them, and walk back out.
Yeah, don't wait until the last possible second to drop it in the mail either. Just get it done.
Right.
Absolutely, get it done.
Yeah, the Supreme Court obviously ruled that ballots that were postmarked by Election Day and received in elections by that following Friday, the 6th, would be counted. But we also know that the U.S. Supreme Court has said that they would take something like that up after the election. So we don't want anybody's vote to be in jeopardy, which is really why we're encouraging everybody to make sure that it's here by Election Day.
Right. It could possibly be contested. We don't know for sure yet. And I noticed New York State is doing, I think it's 8 days after the postmark.
Oh, come on.
Wow. But, I mean, what's the process?
Gotta end the party sooner or later.
Yeah. Joe DiStio did the story about the processing that's going to go on in the bulk mail.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's quite an undertaking, and if anybody had heard or seen some of the coverage in the spring, our footprint, our equipment, our voters, everybody has literally doubled and tripled in some cases to make sure that we're able to do everything and process these as quickly as we can come election day.
And you can, if you are doing the mail-in balloting, mail-in voting, you can track it, correct? You get the number, you can track it.
You can't, although I have to say we've received quite a number of emails from voters that for whatever reason, the state's website isn't working to pull up their data. But in those cases, you can always email elections or call elections. Just please understand that there are 7,000 to 10,000 people calling every day right now. So we're getting to them as quickly as possible. But obviously, it's a challenge. It doesn't. There's only so many shore systems that allow us to look up that information. To be able to verify that for people.
So again, you can, if you have a mail-in ballot and haven't put it in the mail yet, it's recommended that you take it and drop it off. And we appreciate the update. Amy, you'll probably be glad when the next few weeks are over, because who knows after the election day how long that process will take nationwide.
Yeah, we have until November, I think 23rd is the date by which we need to certify the results here locally. And obviously Friday morning, the return board starts as well. So it's a long process for us. It's not over on election day. It continues for several more weeks after. So for you and the media, you guys will be getting continual updates through me until that process ends. But yes, I'm looking very forward to December and frankly, the end of 2020.
Amen.
And very quickly, if somebody does have the mail-in ballot, they have it in their hands right now, but they decided, you know what? I don't want to mail it in. I can't go drop it off. Can I go vote in my precinct?
They can. They have to take it with them. They can't turn it in there. The state law prohibits anybody from turning in that ballot as a vote at their polling place. But they can go get in line, and when they get to their poll workers, let their poll worker know that they want to surrender their ballot. They need the ballot and the declaration envelope. That's the one that would get mailed back to us. Those two items have to be turned over to the poll workers. They'll ask you to sign a form that just confirms that you have indeed want to make that change, and then they will give you a ballot to vote there and scan into the precinct scanner before you leave. If you don't have those two items, you can still vote, but it'll be a provisional ballot, which means that we'll look at it during the return board process just to make sure that you haven't voted any other way before it's opened and counted.
Great information, Amy. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.